and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hurricane Debbie taking aim at the Florida Gulf Coast this morning, preparing to make landfall near Keaton Beach. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Rain totals could reach a foot or more along Florida's Gulf Coast, where Debbie could produce 6 to 10 feet of storm surge. Conditions yesterday from the St. Pete Pier as Debbie's outer bands grazed the Tampa area, flooding streets and causing power outages. The storm is expected to move over northern Florida today, then stall over the coastal regions of Georgia. Communities near Savannah could see up to 20 inches of rain and as high as 30 inches in isolated areas.
Kamala Harris is expected to end her search for a vice presidential candidate tomorrow in Philadelphia. Some of the rumored finalists meeting with the VP at her home on Sunday. Bangladesh's prime minister has resigned and fled the country this morning after protesters stormed the capital city demanding her resignation. This comes after weeks of protests calling for change to the quota system for government jobs. This is ABC. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rejecting a plea deal introduced last week for the alleged 9/11 mastermind and two co-conspirators. ABC's Louis Martinez with more on Austin's decision to move forward with the trial.
He did not agree with this ruling, and he wanted to see this whole system play out in a courtroom, and he wanted to see the sentencing also play out in a courtroom and not be, as a deal that's been worked out between lawyers and prosecutors down at Guantanamo. And we should remember that this was a military tribunal. This has been operating completely independent of any political actions. So even the White House was caught unawares when this agreement was made public last week.
Los Angeles police released new images over the weekend of the suspects and vehicle believed to be tied to the murder of General Hospital actor Johnny Wagner. Authorities now asking for the public's help in identifying the three men seen trying to steal Wagner's catalytic converter when the 37-year-old was shot back in May. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin fugitive at large for nearly 30 years is captured in Iowa. George Hartlerode was convicted of rape in rural Chippewa County in 1983. Hartlerode was taken into custody in June in West Des Moines after he was stopped by police for not having a rear reflector on his bicycle. A reminder to operate ATVs and UTVs safely. Here's Lisa Hale.
20 people have died in ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 95% of fatal crash victims last year weren't wearing a helmet. The DNR urges operators and riders of vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in Washington.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. and we had a full bullpen. And Hobie's been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and tonight, with some locally heavy rain possible at times. Our high 74 today, showers, thunderstorms 60 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP, or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Look at us. We're like dressed alike.
I know.
Todd?
I know, Todd. Todd, we didn't get a memo today. We both wore the like,
look at us.
Light blue pad.
It's actually a little scary.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, that is.
It's like suburban guys in New York in the late 50s.
I was going to run home and change, but I didn't have time.
We'd be out cutting the grass with the old, yep. the rotor type of things. And boy, I got to tell you, though, and as I was telling you and Todd that, I suffered a major injury yesterday. Well, two of them.
I don't remember you telling me that.
I don't remember it either.
Okay, good. I'm not alone.
Well, one was on my bike ride.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My buttocks hurt so much and are so chafed right now, you can't believe it. You can't even believe it.
Did you wear your biking shorts?
Yes, underneath.
Okay.
Yes, I had those on. Thinking that would help. But I got to get a new... I can't ride my bike. Aren't you impressed, though, Jim? You saw me.
I did.
With my bike yesterday.
I did. You didn't see me.
Well, I didn't know what it was. I didn't recognize the car. You just said, mine, I'm her.
I know. When you said that, I was like, he doesn't know. He's like, hey, yeah, how are you doing, man? Good to see you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I saw you with you. That was great. I should have walked down here for coffee, but I drove down here to get some coffee.
Oh, okay.
Next door. And,
beautiful day for right. But my seat is like... so narrow and so hard, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And it's painful. It's literally painful to ride. So I got to go someplace and buy one of those nice big gel ones.
Yeah.
A big one. What?
You put a little back on it,
I
too?
I might.
Because, those...
It's possible.
You're aging yourself out. But
it's possible. Yeah, I don't care.
I agree with you on that. I would... Yeah. I mean, I got...
Then I suffered a third-degree burn on my stomach. That is unbelievable.
So you did tell me that.
With my steamer. Because I don't use an iron, I always steam my clothes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to that party yesterday, and I put my shirt on. It's like, it's all wrinkled in the bottom part, okay? And I was, having my shirts out. So I took the steamer, so I'm steaming it with the shirt on. I'm not even kidding.
Can we become that stupid that we have to tell you in the steamer, don't iron with your clothes on?
Do you want to see it?
Really,
you want to see the mark?
No. I mean, I can't believe you did that. Okay, the steamer... How does
I didn't think it was
the wrinkles
that hot.
Out? I was just gonna say, how does it get the wrinkles out?
Well, because of steam.
Hot steam.
I didn't know it was that hot. This happens to a lot of people, Jim.
Nobody has ever used a steamer on their clothes when they were wearing them.
Yeah, they have.
On their skin. No.
Yes, they have. A lot of people have.
Oh my God. When you told me that, I was like, okay, wow.
Well, I had it pulled out though. I had it pulled out like this.
Then why do you have a burn on your stomach?
It still was that hot. I'm serious. I could show it to you. I could show it to the whole world.
No, I think we're going to pass. Anyway, yes. Well, so you got, you did have a kind of a rough day.
Yeah.
Your butt and your burn on your steam.
Yep. Other than that, it was a great weekend. I got a text here. John Fogerty and George Thorogood concert Friday was phenomenal. They can still rock it. I can't think of two people I'd like to see more than those two together. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Did you take in some of the Olympics?
Not a lot. I didn't spend much time inside. Did you? What did you watch?
The Olympics, you know, I mean, gymnastics, that's addicting. That's so much fun to watch because that is.
I get nervous watching that.
Right? I think
because, like I said, my daughter used to be in it, and I get nervous watching that.
But then at, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, because that's the time we. The bikes, that's not exciting. You know, the 90 bikes through, how long is that ride?
I don't get into that either.
Yeah, I know
a lot of people are into those biking things like that.
7 hours.
Even when they'd have them downtown, okay, you got a bunch of bikes, and they're just kind of all going around.
Yeah, and they don't really crash.
No.
They're paced themselves. I mean, it's at the end, but yeah, I think it was 7 hours.
Yeah.
No, that was a little boring.
Yeah.
But that. You know, swimming and gymnastics, but I don't know how many sports there are, but I didn't watch any of the golf. I don't know if they had the golf.
Scotty Scheffler won. I know that.
In soccer, didn't we kind of not do well?
I think the guys got beat, didn't they?
Yeah.
The women are doing good, though,
yes,
I think.
Yeah. Anyway, but all in all, we're on top with the medal count and the gold.
And that one swimmer, Ledecky.
Yeah.
She's been phenomenal.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah. Incredible.
It was fun to watch that.
Yeah.
So I did that.
Today is National Dash Cam Day. What's a dash cam?
You know, the cops, when they pull
over. Okay. Yeah, that.
Walk the line.
And a lot of people also have them in their own cars for, like, insurance reasons and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yep. So you can go on, like, YouTube and just scroll that stuff, and you'll see the stupidest drivers in the world out there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Yeah, like, and especially these big, like, truck drivers.
Yeah.
You know, people drive stupid around semis. And you'll see people like cut in, and then they cut in too close, and they hit the truck, and then they go spinning off, and you know, two other people are taken out.
I'd like to get one of those.
I could have used one this morning.
Yeah, you had a little altercation.
A little altercation. You know, it's 5:50. This lady's like, you almost hit me. I'm like, no, I didn't. I said, if I'm going to hit you, I would have. You know, I stopped.
Wow.
She was very slow crossing the street, and I was in a crosswalk. I'm like, I'm not saying you weren't, but anyway, it's just like, wow, good morning. Anyway, the dash cam, in case I hope she's a listener.
Or was.
Don't be killing off our listeners.
We don't have that many.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Today's also Oyster Day. I don't really get oysters. Do you?
Yeah. I love oysters.
But I mean, what do? You salt them, put a little lemon, and then you just swallow them?
Well,
you don't chew them, right?
Horseradish, you're not supposed to. No.
Then what's the big thing?
Yeah, I agree. I think they're overrated. When I saw that, do you like smoked oysters in the can?
Never had them.
Todd?
Never.
I got cans of it, like, stacked up.
Give me one. I'll try that.
Okay, I'll bring it tomorrow.
All right.
Anyway, I smoke oysters. Good. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? The other oysters, if you don't chew them or whatever, what's the point? I don't get it. You just slurp them down?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, one chew.
Huh?
You know, it's more like Felix's Oyster Bar in New Orleans. Very popular place. I mean, everybody goes there when they go to New Orleans. And you sit on that, and it's just like a... old bar, not on a bar, like a old ice cream shop. That's okay. Like, stools are like that. And, you know, and they're just in the back shucking the oysters and bringing them out and get a tray. And yeah, you're right. It's more taste. They're not cooked, right? They're all raw.
Right.
So,
okay.
Anyway.
Work like a dog day. Is that right, Todd?
Work like a dog day.
Or are you just throwing that one in I work like a dog and you guys don't appreciate me.
But honest to goodness, we all work like dogs every day.
Absolutely.
I don't know. If you work like my dog, you got a pretty good life. What does that mean? Dogs don't.
I know. Isn't that the truth? Like, I worked like a dog.
Right, work like a
horse.
When's
the last time you've seen a dog really give it all?
They are pretty lazy.
Like, bleep this. I'm laying down.
They do. They have a pretty good life. So
today's also National Underwear Day. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Traffic Light Day. All right. Birthdays.
We have too many in Green Bay.
Yeah, I know. And they're too long.
Yeah, I agree.
Lonnie Anderson is 79. Boy, haven't seen her in a long time, huh? 79. Wow. Patrick Ewing is 62. And my old girlfriend, Maureen McCormick, is 68.
I don't know her.
You do too.
Charlie's Angels?
Nope.
No.
Marcia Brady.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You have talked about her before.
Yes. Wow. Her and Susan Day from the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are the two.
Okay.
I got a text here. I'm not a Bears fan, but seeing Steve Mongo McMichael dying with ALS with his teammates around him as he got his Hall of Fame award was touching. Congrats to Mongo. Did you see that?
No.
I was at a thing with him 4 or 5 years ago in Chicago. Okay. And he was great. He was the speaker and he was funny and he was great and everything like that.
He played for the Bears?
Oh, yeah. And then he played for the Packers for a year. Yeah. I've never seen a person in that short of a time go so fast to from this big whatever to that guy Saturday. Oh, my Lord.
Never would have recognized him.
Nothing,
I had no
zero.
Idea who he was.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Unbelievable.
You know, wow. I want to, as long as we're talking about ALS really quickly, 10 years ago, remember they used to do the ice bucket challenge?
Oh, yeah. People,
right?
Oh,
10 yeah. years ago, they've made like $220 million off that for research. 10 years ago, this month is when they started doing that. And the family of the guy who started it, he sadly passed away from ALS back in 2019. The family's trying to revive it to raise more money because more research is needed.
Do you know who's on the, their national poster for that? Me.
What?
No.
This is no lie. I'm not even kidding about this. I'm not kidding about this. So a buddy of mine went out to like an Ivy League school for his kid, you know, for checking out and everything.
Yeah.
And he goes, Mino, did you know there's a big poster of you hanging in the hallway of the medical thing or something like that? I say, oh, okay. He said, no, I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Here, I'll show you the picture.
Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's me getting doused, but yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, we did that whole thing, Mayor's Challenge. That really caught fire. Bishop
I know.
Did it.
I mean, but for some reason, my picture went like viral. And I'm not kidding about that. Do you find it, Todd?
I'm seeing a lot of them. I'm not seeing one with okay. you yet.
Okay. Hang on. I'm going to find it real quick here. Hang on, folks. I know it's great radio, but I'm going to find it.
You did the challenge, right? I mean, you just said you did. Todd, did you do it?
I did.
Yeah, everybody. That was a cool thing. It just crossed. Yeah, priests, firefighters, just everybody was.
This is on Wikipedia.
Wow. Is that Murphy doing that to you?
No, I forget who the guy was, but.
Can you message me that or, you know,
yeah, just give me text it? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Todd, you're saying that research
is
kind of.
Wikimedia Commons in like England. English. Local Green Bay radio and TV personality John Minor performs the ALS Bucket Challenge, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And that's the picture that went, like, worldwide. Isn't that bizarre?
First time I'm seeing it, but, yeah, it's great.
Oh, wow.
I'm just.
First time I'm seeing it, yeah, that's great. Oh, yeah, oh, that's great. Well, yeah, if that was you, it would be like.
It would have been on a
on the wall, billboards.
Yeah, that would have been.
Bumper stickers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, take card up.
You'd have a tattoo of it on your arm.
There you go.
Yeah. How's your weekend?
It was good. Like I told you, I just worked. I got my garage is totally spotless, clean.
It's a great feeling, isn't it? When
it
you
is.
Do something
it just,
like it. It just seems like a little thing, but it feels so good.
Trip to the dump. Trip to St. V's. Sorry.
Okay, when you say the dump, are you talking the land transfer station?
Nah, it's
on Oneida?
No.
Because that's like $20-some now. It used to be $7. Now it's $20.
It was a trip to a recycled papers, cardboard. And then So anyway, that's really what that was.
All right.
I sent you a picture of a Pabst.
You got rid of that cool Pabst Blue Ribbon shirt.
I did.
First of all, I can't picture you buying a Pabst Blue Ribbon shirt.
That was a gift. I would never buy that. I remember.
I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that was a cool shirt. But after you sent that to me.
You know, I had a PBR yesterday at that party. I hadn't had one in 20 years. It was good.
Yeah.
It was very good.
No, it was great. I had a great. And this weekend, well, Brittany's coming on, but man, this weather coming up is why we live here. This is going to be
I'll tell you
a
what, the other day was about as hot as I've ever remembered here. The day
hot.
When I went on that stupid walk for three hours.
Speaking of hot.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
Is this what you would call a sauna?
Sauna.
Sauna
in here today. Yeah, AC is down.
AC is not working today.
We got a full lineup for you, folks. Stay with us. It's going to be a fun morning. Back after this.
Reminded me
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. It is 70 degrees in Green Bay, 70 in Appleton, 72 in Oshkosh. Winds in Green Bay coming from the north at 8 to 10 miles
per... It's not. I don't think it's that.
What's that, Jim?
I don't think it's that high. It feels like the wind is a little...
8 to 10 when I came in. They were blustery. What have you got there, Todd?
Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
9 miles an hour.
Oh
my God. And you don't look that, you really know that. You don't look it up.
I wouldn't even
really
know how to look it up.
Wow. I didn't think it was, wow. Okay. That, you're right. Okay. Good.
Who's the nautical one? Who's not?
Okay.
Remember that, right?
Wow.
Boy, I got to tell you, yesterday when I was hanging out by the bridge here, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day, and these boats going by, and it's like, when you see that, it's like, why don't I have a boat?
I know.
Wouldn't that be the greatest thing in the world? To just go out on a day like this, but there's all the other parts, right?
Oh my God, the guy to put the boat in the water, store it, clean it, spray it off when you bring it back out, and you got to make sure the motor's working. If it doesn't work, you got to take it back out. And now, I don't know. Friends with boats are awesome.
That's what I mean. I wish I had a friend with a boat. That's just like, Johnny, what are you doing? I'll pick you up at the dock outside here.
Meet you at Hagemeister.
Yeah. What do you want me to bring? Nothing.
Yeah. Just, no.
Come on.
We're good.
We're good. Make sure we're sunglasses. We're good.
Yeah. Now I have a couple friends like that.
Do you?
And I love it.
I don't have any friends like that.
I'm going to bring you. We're going to go up through the
I would
locks.
Do that. I would love that.
That's fun to do.
I would love it.
And then we're going to go to that place in Wrightstown that
I would love
about.
That too.
It's a good bar.
Fantastic. When?
I don't know.
Next week? This weekend?
No, I can't this weekend.
Friday?
I'm not here Friday.
All right.
I'm gone this weekend.
Well, can't
anyway.
Take me? Do we need you? No disrespect.
Not at all. Hey, something we didn't talk about on Friday, and I just 1 minute, but just kudos to that whole hostage exchange. I know they're getting some pushback on it.
I didn't realize there were still like 12 left.
They're right. And that one teacher got left behind.
I know.
It's like, I know. Mean, come on,
I know.
A teacher.
And it's like 90-year-old mom was on.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, 6 countries,
I agree.
That
I
was
totally
kind of cool to coordinate that. I mean, that's talk about a game of
and by the way,
war,
did you see where they reverse field and what you and I were talking about the other day? About they reached a plea bargain with the people that planned 9/11? What, don't you have to have some leverage in order for a plea? What leverage do they have?
Yeah. I was great. They're like, no, we're going to take the death penalty off the table. Oh, good. Okay. We'll tell you whatever you want. Nah, it's back
then the
on.
The guy comes in. No.
It's back on.
That's not your decision to make.
But, I was reading a little bit more about that hostage exchange and whether it's the right thing to do because, it might, as they say, promote more hostage taking because people are now, because Reagan wasn't really into doing.
Negotiating?
Nah, he didn't really like that. But this administration does. And I don't know, if believe me, if you have somebody in hostage, you'll negotiate all you want, right, to get them.
Right.
But the Russians were kind of the holdout because of that hitman in Germany.
He was
like the linchpin for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they kept saying no to that. No, not this guy. I mean, let's go back to the teacher and all this other stuff.
But now they did, right?
Well, they got him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's
why, you know what?
Kind of cool. That, do you, okay. So, well, this, I was thinking about a TV show with it wasn't really, it was more of the mafia thing, but it was a hitman. Do you remember the show The Bold Ones?
Yeah.
Okay. With Burl
Way
Ives.
Way back, yeah.
Right, Burl Ives.
Yeah, 70s.
Right. And I watched an episode of that by myself, and I'm thinking, I never watched TV by myself when I was a kid because we had 10 kids in our family.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Why was I watching TV by myself? I don't know if it was a Home Alone thing or what, but anyway, that episode where this guy turns on the mob.
Okay.
And they're like super secretive about it, and he does. He rats them all out and rats out a hitman, everything else. And then they're leaving because, oh, thanks for doing this and hugging them and all this stuff. We're going to take you to the and so they're taking him to a place where he's going to fly off in a helicopter to get you know, to get into an airport. And
yeah.
So they're driving to where the helicopter pad is, and they turn, and the guy's like, aren't we going? And they're like, no, this was such a secret. We didn't, it was like Burl Ives, another attorney. Yeah. We didn't even tell you.
Okay.
He's like, holy mackerel. So they go and they take him, they drop him off at the helicopter pad. The guy's there. They're like shaking hands. You know, think we did it. Got these guys away. Helicopter takes off. Just blows up right in the sky.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Just a surprise. Like, yeah. I was like, I remember I was probably, I don't know, 14 watching that. Anyway, I just think those guys, when you get into that level, they do play for keeps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question. But I would never, you know what the scary part is with Russia, though? I mean, like Brittany Griner. Right. I mean, there's probably at least a dozen American women that play basketball because the WNBA season is actually pretty short. And there's probably at least a dozen or more, maybe many more, that play professional basketball in Russia in the off season of the WNBA. I would be scared to death to go back and play.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. The one guy said, I'm not going back.
I wouldn't go back.
You know, and they said
and even all these other athletes, like there'll be big track meets in Russia and stuff. That could literally happen to anybody.
And they did, even the journalist, I mean, works for probably one of the most notarized newspapers, the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
I mean, everybody reads the Wall Street Journal and
well,
it's a bit more conservative. Well, anyway, you know, they're starting to pick these people.
I know. That's what I mean.
The high profile people.
I mean, I know business people that used to go to Russia all the time.
But those contractors, when they would get, it wasn't as big of a deal that these high profile people are what getting people talking. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes because there's still, like you just said, there's more people.
I know guys that played hockey over there.
Yeah.
They'd go over there and play hockey and they'd play in those leagues and whatever. It's like, I would never go now.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to figure something out on that. But that, boy, talk about Kevin, you know, trade value. It's a hostage.
Well, I mean, even the thing is, a lot of I remember Sergei Fedorov, who played for the Red Wings, and a lot of those guys, you know, they were basically controlled by the mob, the Russian mafia. It's like, okay, you give us like 10% or 20% of your contract, or your mom and your dad, we're going to pay them a visit. Yeah. We know exactly where they are. We have somebody living next door to them, and they were held captive that way.
Right. Or worse yet, you know, take him out.
Yeah.
But that guy was in Germany, but now he's free. So.
Why is that? You know, I just saw a great documentary on in the Depression. Numerous Americans, and a lot of them from Wisconsin. Went over to Russia to work. And they were really looking for skilled people. They were looking for a lot of, like, there's Finns from the UP. It was in this documentary.
Really?
Because they're looking for miners and things like that when they were really trying to get their economy going. And they did a big thing, paid for the Americans to come to Russia to work there and everything. And it turned out terrible for a lot of the Americans.
They didn't get paid.
And then they were basically held hostage and, you know, that type of thing. But there's people from Wisconsin. It's because there's no work here. Jobs were scarce. And Russia was saying, hey, we welcome you with open arms, comrade. Wow. Come on over here. It's a great documentary, but scary at the same time. Because then once they're there, a lot of them are like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. There's so many places in this world to see. That would not be on my list.
No, I've never had any interest, no anything.
Venezuela, a few other countries that, you know, South Korea.
I wouldn't go to South America. Would you? I would never go to Central America.
Yeah.
I would never go to, like, Ecuador or Honduras or any place like that.
Yeah, I was down there. It's the cocoa beans.
Place I want to go for vacation is Haiti.
But there's two sides of Haiti, right?
I'm just joking.
Oh.
That's the worst place in the world right now, isn't it?
But I was just going to say, what are you talking about?
It's the worst place in the world. Yeah. There's some scary places out there right now.
There are. And there's some beautiful places. That's got to support the people who want us. Yeah.
When's your next vacation? Take another vacation? One of your global trips or anything? Huh?
628. Actually, 629.
Todd Ausfine's the cool music for us. always finds the cool music.
I'm going to be stinking by the end of this show.
It is
really, really warm.
It's really hot here, you guys. Those M&Ms, I don't think they're going to make it.
It is really, really warm.
Mine and the mayor M&Ms are going to be melted.
Thank God I've been working out, even though I'm chafing. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday. Tomorrow morning at the Wisconsin State Fair is the Century and Sesquicentennial Farm Breakfast. In just a moment, we'll talk with one of the award recipients.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we're celebrating the families that have farmed the same land for more than 100 or 150 years. Matt Tukarski's family in Jefferson County is getting their centennial award from the state of Wisconsin tomorrow morning. He says they take great pride in a family heirloom that's been passed on from his grandparents.
Well, we still have the first tractor that my grandparents purchased, actually a week after they had gotten married, and that was the first tractor on the farm that took over for horses. It's an Oliver 60, and back in the day, that was a big tractor for them, you know, kind of the next step in farming back then. So we still have that. It's restored, and I try to get it out a couple times a year to get the dust off of it, but that would definitely be something we cherish every day that we have. We usually try to make it to our local fireman's picnic. We'll take it down there for the tractor show.
Matt Tukarski from Jefferson County is one of the many Centennial Award recipients that will be celebrated tomorrow morning at the Wisconsin State Fair. You can find more stories like this at MidwestFarmReport.com.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Mark your calendars for August 10th. Governor Tony Evers has declared it Cream Puff Day across the state to honor the 100th anniversary of the original Cream Puff. You can find these Cream Puffs this week at the Wisconsin State Fair, including limited edition anniversary flavors. In other news, the opportunity to break bread with a cabinet secretary is a rare one, but four Wisconsin soybean representatives were able to share a breakfast with U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. During the meeting, they talked about ag-related infrastructure issues, including making improvements to roads and bridges and the Mississippi River. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and tonight, with some locally heavy rain possible at times. Our high 74 today, showers, thunderstorms 60 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. It is a beautiful morning out there, 70 in Green Bay and Appleton, 72 in Oshkosh. What's it like in Wausau, Brittany Merlot?
About the same here. Nice warm morning, cloudy, little bit of drizzle. That's going to be a day, isn't it?
How hot was it the other day, like heat index-wise, Friday?
Oh, good question. I stayed in the AC, but it definitely hit triple digits. I did see a 100-degree heat index, at least here into Wausau. I saw 91-degree temperatures being hit all across the state. It was a scorcher, wasn't it?
And did you see on my Facebook what I did between the hours of 2 and 4?
No. Well, what'd you do?
Air-conditioned bar.
Walked 19,000 steps, 8.9 miles.
You did?
Yeah.
You did. Oh my God.
Actually, he did. He did. I questioned him on who was wearing his pedometer, but yeah, you
Ben really Malcor, who comes on our show here, he was right at the very end here. He's walking. So I go, "Hey, Ben." He goes, "Hey." I go, "Hey." He goes, "Hey." He goes, "Oh, John." He goes, "I got to be honest with you. I didn't recognize you."
Walking, looking, trying to exercise.
And worn out.
And exercising at that.
I look at the Bataan Death March. Yeah.
You know, Brittany, I looked for you at the.
But I got to tell you something, though, Jim. You'll not appreciate, but you'll be as frustrated with it. Okay, I lost 5 pounds. You know, I know, but what I got on my scale.
No, I hear you.
And then the next day, it's down to like 2, and then it's 1, and then it's like, was it worth it?
Well, yes, it was. Your metabolism is maybe changing. I will tell you. So Johnny and I, we got this Coach Kathy. You got to listen to her. She comes on every couple of weeks, or Todd's going to set that up. A lady who lives here in Green Bay, get this, Brittany, she lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
I used to work with her back in the day, and she came here. She was actually here to do something for veterans. She's got a program to help aging veterans keep their homes up. Anyway, so we talked to her about that. But when I went to the door, and I said, "You look familiar." And she goes, "You don't recognize me?" And I'm like, "No." She goes, "Well, that's because I lost 195 pounds. But you know, your eyes are like the same, right?" But anyway, she did it on her own. She just, she went to Kohl's. Not that that's part of her story. She went to Kohl's and was trying on clothes, size 24. In the dressing room, looking in the mirrors, she goes, "I'm done." Went home, threw all the bad food out. Didn't use it. Just threw it out and started this program. Did a little research, and she's doing great. Great spirit, high energy.
And she was in an unbelievable bad car accident, lost a leg.
Oh my
gosh. So she still had the willpower to overcome that
prosthetic leg, and she walks. She walks like 10 miles a day, like 2-3 hours.
I mean, you
want
to talk about somebody inspiring? And she's like, no, like with us, she's like, no holds barred.
No, she talks
brutally honest.
We told her what our
Tell her.
We're talking. She was
but sitting,
our BMI. We're talking about because Todd did our BMI. You know, the weight height thing. You know, and then your BMI is a percent of, you know, whatever 30, 31, whatever, should be in the 20s. But and we said we both did our BMI and it came to 33.6. And she looks at our guts. She goes, tired.
I think it's higher. I mean, not even.
She's our guest. No. She was our guest.
But
so.
She literally looked down at her guts. She goes, no, it's higher. So she's brutal in that way. But very inspirational.
Yes.
Well, Brittany, I have to ask. We haven't talked to you since EAA. How did your entire week go?
Oh, it was a blast. It was so much fun. Everything that, did you guys get to see the car that's like flying? It's got the wheels and everything, and it's going to be able to hover above the ground so you don't have to worry about rental cars or renting planes.
Like the Jetsons?
It blew my mind. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Wow. Did it fly? Did they demo it or was it just on the ground?
It was just on the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I may have. I went to that personal aircraft area.
I wish I would have seen that, actually.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
I don't know that I saw that.
How much further down the road do you think for that to, like, really happen?
I mean, I think that you could order it right now and you can go there and help them build it. And then by 2027, you can have this.
Wow. So,
I know.
Jim, come on.
Do you
on.
Remember
yeah.
that? I might.
Your garage is clean now.
It is. I got a super clean garage. Three cars. I spent all weekend. Actually, Donna took off work on Friday. It was her birthday. John sang happy birthday to her. And she says, thank you.
Do you have anybody I need to sing happy birthday?
No, not today. No. No?
Yes, sir.
No,
yeah. Oh, we do? Okay. Excellent.
Anyway, it's like my. I said, what do you want to do? You know? And she goes, I'd like to get that garage cleaned out. I'm like, what? But it's her birthday. So she took off work Friday, as did I, and I worked here. But I could fit in one of those flying cars in my garage now. I could. And how much are they? Because I pulled some stuff on those personal planes. They're like $36,000, $32,000. Do you know how much the price was on those?
I don't remember. A little bit too much for me. So
but that, if they're in the 30s, that's a steal.
That's what I thought. The plane, this is the plane.
Yeah, but
still. Little kit plane. It was $36,000.
Right. I mean, you can't buy a car for that.
Well, no. You can.
Well.
But cars aren't. Well, yeah, new cars are expensive.
Have you checked out trucks? No, go try to find a pickup truck. I saw one the other day, $104,000.
Yeah.
A pickup truck.
Oh.
I don't know where I was. I was in an interview. I must have been interviewing somebody for my show, and we were talking about price and inflation and how expensive things are. And I'm look, I said, you're talking to a guy that paid more for his last car than he did for his first house. You know, I mean.
Yeah, that's the way it's gotten, though. And I know.
Believe me, my wages haven't kept that pace.
I paid $68,000 for my first house. Yeah. How much was yours?
Oh, it was less than that. 39.
Okay.
$39,900.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
But I'll never buy a car for $68,000. I don't have Brittany's money. Brittany.
I don't even have a house yet. I want a house for that price. Man.
Did you get caught in the rain out there at all? Oh, in your tent?
Saturday?
What did you do?
Oh, yes.
That was crazy. Yes, I left. Yeah, it was not Saturday, Sunday. It got rained out Sunday. We were watching the air show, and it rained so hard that we left on Sunday. But I was there Saturday. Saturday was all right. It was good.
Yeah, Saturday turned out pretty good. Did you get to see the night air show? Did you stay for that?
No. I gotta be up at 3:30, so no.
Why do you have to be up at 3:30?
Because that's the time I get up.
Do you, though? Because you always say you come in at like 5:15 and you're not here till 4:00.
Okay, you guys look at my texts. I send out emails to people. Always.
Oh, there's nothing I'd rather get than a text from you at 3:30 in the morning.
I'll do this
nothing
during
at
break.
All, please.
Anyway, back to you, Brittany.
Brittany, do you ever use a steamer to steam your clothes?
I used to when I would wear the dresses for TV all the time. Not so much anymore.
Steamers are great. And they take up a little bit of room, but, you know, but if you can hang the thing. And so have you ever in your life steamed one of your dresses or clothing when you were wearing it?
No.
Nobody would. Who would iron their clothes on when they're wearing them? You know, really gonna put an iron on your gut. So John is complaining about this burn. Oh, I got this burn. I'm like, oh man, that's too bad. How'd it happen? But once he told me he did it when he was ironing his clothes while he was wearing them. All sympathy went away.
Yeah, Brittany, here's the deal. So it's like the bottom of my shirt was all wrinkled, and I was going to a birthday party for a good friend of mine. And so I'm holding it out like this, and I'm steaming it, okay? And then I said, there's a little more there. So I thought it was I could stand up right now and show you the burn I have on my stomach.
And you won't do that.
No.
Thank you.
Like, you can't believe what this thing looks like. And I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
It might be permanent. This might be a permanent scar on my stomach now.
Finally a tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. It hurt like you can't believe. Steam is really hot.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll get you.
Right. It'll get you.
It is. I mean, it's crazy hot. You wouldn't think that because it doesn't seem like it is.
I mean, have we come down? You know, they always talk about the dumbing down of America. Are we that low now where we have to put on, you know, remove clothes before ironing? I mean,
well, what's her name? Maria Parmigiani last week, she had that burn from her curling iron on her forehead. So, I mean, things can happen. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different. You can't really take your hair out. I'm saying you can take your clothes out.
I don't think I'm the first person to ever try to steam their clothes while they're wearing them.
And Jim. I do.
I don't. So. We can do a quick poll on that for people that have steamers. I'm telling you. Other people have done that.
Speaking of steaming, it's there's no air here today, Brittany. It's 85 degrees in the studio, and we're making our own gravy this morning. Yeah. Is basically what's going on.
And we're drinking coffee.
So is it going to start cooling down for us or what?
It's dark today. Todd and I both said the same thing when we came in. It's like dark out. It's like, did something change now with Solius or whatever?
No, just okay. The low pressure bringing in these nasty clouds that are going to hang out with us all day today. Temperatures, though, aren't going to get too steamy, so you're only going to rise about 5 more degrees there. Your studio might go another 10.
Yeah, so. It will. You know
You'll probably have a higher temperature.
I talked to my brother the other day up in Michigan. They're getting a lot of that smoke from Canada. We haven't had any here yet, have we? I mean, not that I've noticed.
No, not this year. But boy, were they sending it 2 years ago.
Yeah. I remember.
Unbelievable. And Britton, do you get weather people cover the earthquake that we had, that little tremor we had in Door County? Is that, or was that news?
We had an earthquake?
Right?
Yeah. Well, more news, but a little baby rumble there. Yeah, I didn't see too much of that. Well, do you know what the Richter scale put it at?
Yes, but I don't remember. 2.7?
We had an earthquake in Door County? When did this happen?
And they asked you if you felt it. I don't know. Was it Friday or Thursday?
I didn't know anything about this.
So this happened on the 2nd. It was a 2.9 earthquake 2.9. In Lake Michigan is where it was.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Kind of northwest of Green Bay out.
So
in
not
Lake
on
Michigan.
The land at all.
Not on land.
But they felt it, though, in Door County.
I didn't know we had earthquakes around here.
No, I don't. I think that was, yeah.
Wow. All right.
So you have to.
So, Brittany, I rode my bike again yesterday. The mayor even saw it.
I did. He didn't know it was me. He did. I saw him with his bike, and I'm like, hey, mine on. You know, like John, because he's such a celebrity. Yeah, how you doing, man? Good to see you. You know, and it was me.
But, Brittany, I got to be honest. I can't ride it again. My butt hurts so much. It's mind-boggling. It's one of those tiny, little, narrow seats. And honest to God, I was suffering on the ride. I really was. I was like, it was terrible.
Are you sure you even have a seat on it?
Right.
So where do I get a real good, comfortable seat?
Oh, you can Amazon that.
Right.
You can go to even like, what is it? Dick's Sporting Goods has those, the cushions and the gel and all of that jazz. And I told you about the shorts too, right? You can get some shorts that have padding
those.
In there.
Don't have the ones with the padding. I just had my biker shorts on underneath my other shorts.
Okay.
It's actually biker underwear, whatever you want to call it. But but I just feel like I feel more athletic wearing those.
You do, right?
Yeah.
And know what? I think your butt's going to be better if you go one more time, honestly. If you just push it one more time, it's just going to vanish and you're going to be fine.
You know what I was thinking about doing, though? It's a true story. I was thinking about putting some sponges in my shorts. I'm not kidding.
Pillows.
What'd you think about that? Get them kind of wet a little bit and then just put them in there so it'd be soft.
He thinks he's MacGyver, but he's just really, really cheap.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just sure. That's what I was thinking about doing. That might work. You don't know.
It might.
All right.
Ishpeming MacGyver, though. You know what I'm saying?
He got him. He got him. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Brittany, but what? I was looking, and this is your part to say, but what a great, great week we're coming up on.
Isn't it? Perfect temperatures too. Beautiful sunshine. I mean, the only crummy day is today, really, with the clouds and the chance for those rain. We are looking at some decent rain, though, this afternoon and evening, where we could see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches.
Wow.
So some flash flooding. Farmers not happy about that, of course. But this system is just slowly moving over us. And as it goes to the south, it actually combines with Hurricane Debby. So it's going to take its sweet time, head down to Georgia. And as it does that, it clears us out. And for the rest of the week, we just sit in those upper 70s with a lot of sunshine.
Nice.
Perfect. That Debby, though, that's what? Aren't they getting like 10 inches in a couple hours? Like that's some serious, serious rain down in Florida.
I was looking too. They're just projecting, I think, almost 20 inches into Savannah, Georgia. So heavier rain in Georgia.
20 inches.
That's
20. Yeah.
You know what one of the big problems is when that happens? And Todd, you'd know about this being from Mississippi. The water moccasins get washed out of their dens, so they're all just swimming around in the water there.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had a friend that worked for, what's the group that goes down when there's an emergency?
Red
Cross. Yeah. And she said the same thing, that they were always warned, like when you're picking up debris then afterwards to help clean up, be real careful about what could be under that debris.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
Anyway, I felt sorry for them because, you know, that's really not, well, it is Florida, but it's more in the panhandle. But, man, are they going to get whacked today with that weather?
Florida gets nailed with everything, don't they?
They do.
I mean, incredible. Wow.
I wouldn't live there.
No,
this is unbelievable, this week that you're bringing us. This is where, I love the weather people because this is.
Oh my God, you're lying out your butt.
No, just this week.
Only this week.
Brittany, he's terrible to weather people. He's horrible
he's nice
to weather people.
He's nice to me. I'm just glad he's nice to my face.
That's oh, my gosh. You're more accurate. So.
Thanks, oh, my God.
You bat better than 500. And some of these guys don't.
Brittany, again, Jim's views, no... What's the thing, the disclaimer, Todd?
Yeah,
in no way reflect the views of
we don't agree.
Mino or Todd or anybody else with Civic Media. Brittany Merlot, great to talk to you. Great to have you on.
You too, guys.
Have a great week.
Enjoy this
week.
Take care. You bet.
We're going to set a quick break. We got Teddy Stefaniak coming up. We got Jack Gage from Patriot Racing Project. We got a lot of great guests coming on today, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. Although, as Brittany said, it's going to start getting nasty down the road. 1 to 2 inches of rain today. And then after that, the weather just looks fantastic from here on out. Got a text here. The chafing from wet sponges could be awful, but give it a try, John. All right. It's encouraging.
I'd spend the, I don't know, how much is a bike seat? $20?
I have no idea.
I neither do I.
I bet it's like 50.
It's always come with the bike.
But this one, I mean, this is ridiculous. You can't believe how bad this one is.
Why don't you go, you bought your bike at some resale shop, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you go there and see if they have seats before you go?
No, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Good point. The conservative person you are, cheap. That would be,
wow.
That would be good.
Where did that come from out of the blue? Just a quick little shot there, huh? So you didn't go to family night, huh?
I have been to a ton of family nights.
Yes.
And there's, what's cool about that is there are some groups, Christian groups from Milwaukee or scouts that bring groups in for family
absolutely.
Night. And the Packers are really good about blocks of tickets.
Right.
Like 200 and... Some of them then would have events before the game and go to a park, and I would get invited to go give them a welcome, tell them how great Green Bay is. So I have done a lot of group welcomes to youth. I've done a lot of family nights, and it's just I would rather give my seat up to someone who would appreciate a little bit more.
And then you don't have to go and deal with the traffic and the people.
But I did have, you know, we all had tickets for that, but no, that's... You know, in the picture, you know, front page of the paper today, right? I mean, that's all it is all these families and kids.
Yep.
And the players love it, and the fans go crazy about it.
The part that's neat, I think, is like so many of these kids, especially with as expensive as regular season tickets are these days, this is their one chance to really get into Lambeau Field and, you know, see what it's all about.
Without it's a more chill environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Like not drunks and right.
Pushing, shoving and people getting mad because the Packers aren't doing as well as they should. I mean, this is just a really
I still don't understand the concept of paying $200 for a ticket, going to an NFL game, a big game at historic Lambeau Field, and just getting blitzed out drunk. I don't understand that. Why isn't the energy of just going to the game, enjoying an NFL football game in a phenomenal play. Why isn't that enough? Why is there of all times, why do you feel that's when you got to get blind drunk? Yeah. I don't understand that.
You want to pass out for something.
I don't get it.
Maybe they got deeper problems, though, than just, you know what I mean? Maybe they're I don't know. You know, I was reading this.
And people that swear around kids. I hate that.
Yeah, I had
hate
a,
that.
I had an issue with that. But and it was his girlfriend that was doing the swearing. And I was then I'm like, hey, you know, keep it on. And then her.
You guys, it was your girlfriend?
No. I mean, No. I went, took my girls.
Oh, I thought you said girlfriend.
To a game.
Got
this
it.
Is a long time ago. But I'm going to say that in this woman, I'm not even going to call her a lady, was just swearing. And, you know, Packers weren't playing great. And I said, look, could you kind of keep it down a little bit? And then her
boyfriend or whomever. Yeah.
My biker boyfriend just.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'll leave.
Oh, you didn't go get the security or anything?
No, I didn't. I don't know why I should have, but I was just, and it wasn't, whatever.
Because they cracked down pretty good on that.
Now they're
don't
much
they?
Better. That was a while ago. I mean, my kids are a little bit older, but I don't think every game is family night, but it's a lot better than it used to be back when they were terrible, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it was. I remember walking. We used to have to walk from the press box down through the stands to get to the field and to get to the locker room for postgame. And I remember numerous times people giving me crap.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, really? I didn't have anything to do with this.
I just called a game.
I'm just going to show the highlights.
Right. But
I'd be like, don't make bleeping excuses for him tonight. I know. Don't, you know, rip so-and-so a new blah, blah, blah. I mean, just hammer and just.
It's cool that the Packers, you know, it's an effort on their part. And I don't even know how much the tickets are, but you're right. It's great. People tailgate and, you know, some of these little kids think, you know, they're going to a game.
Yeah.
You know, but what I thought was, did you know that was televised?
What?
The family night?
Yeah. It's always been televised.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
Always.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
No.
How did you not know that?
I don't know. I just never
thought about it. When you were mayor, it was televised.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wow, is that? Okay. Well, anyway, I was kind of channel surfing and that, I was like, wow, that looks like the Packers. And then I was like, wow, that, and it was family. And anyway, the guy catching the balls was kind of cool. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see any of it.
What, he catch 7 footballs?
Who?
I don't know. Okay.
I'm just saying they were
just
like.
Just some guy?
Just some random guy?
No, you guys. Okay. Oh, you guys, family night. Yeah, it's been televised. You never watched it. I think they punt. And then the guy catches the ball and he keeps it in his hand. And then they punt and he catches another one and another one. And the guy who catches the most, like, wins. And the guy caught 7. Had one between his legs. That's kind of cool, right?
Is this a player or fans?
It's a player.
It's a player. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. It was just. I didn't know it was on TV when I saw that, and then this guy was catching his balls. I thought, well, this is interesting. I don't know that I
think
knew
you're
that.
You know what I think? What? I think you're easily amused.
I'm here.
That's what I think. I think you're easily amused.
Anyway.
Did you guys see the youngster from Waupun School District? They were kicking, and he was out on the field. He had the helmet on and some pads and stuff. He caught 3.
Oh, no kidding.
Kicks, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. No, it's a great event. It's a fantastic event. It really and truly is. And nobody else in the NFL could pull off something like this.
No.
Other places have tried and they'd get like 10,000 people and they'd have, you know, 50,000 empty seats or whatever. No, what they do, it's mind boggling. There is no fan base like the Green Bay Packers fan base.
And I want to give kudos to the Packers. I mean, Jordan Love was signing autographs to these little kids. And I mean, they engage themselves. It's like, we got to be here. I mean, they are really out there to engage with the
and, you know, that's what, you know something, that's what's a shame, and I'm sure not going to open up this can of worms, but in Favre's last couple of years, it's like he had checked out kind of.
Right, of that.
He didn't want, you know what I mean? And it's nice with these younger guys now where they're really embracing this. Yeah. I mean, we had Jordan Love up in the press box. Yeah. Was it last year or the year before in Pulaski? Jordan Love came to Pulaski to throw footballs into the stands for Packers Fighting Cancer Night. It's a good new generation. You know, remember I said you start saying hello when it's time to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Those aren't fun people to be around.
No.
But these guys that are still embracing and enjoying all the everything, that's
gratitude.
That's great.
Yeah, I did not go to that, but that it seemed like that was quite the event.
Got some text here. My pet peeve is fans who stand the entire game.
Right.
I am 5 rows from the field. I stand for a good play, but not every play.
You know, can you call security over that?
I don't know.
Because, I agree with whoever sent that in. It is like, come on, sit down. And You know what? I wonder if that's a call that you can text that number and have the people sit down.
I don't know. Got another one here. When I sold beer at Lambeau, I had more control than the ushers did. Because if you were an ass, you got cut off and had to stand in line forever. Love
There's
it.
There's the answer.
Teddy Stefaniak joins us when we come back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.